At the Left Forum in New York City, there was a call for clemency for Oscar Lopez, a name unfamiliar to some of those who attended the forum in New York City, but more familiar as the conference went on.
Everybody at the back, if you can hear me, wave your fan.
At the plenary, a fan with Lopez's face was on each seat with a sheet explaining the plight of the Puerto Rican nationalist. A 72-year-old decorated Vietnam veteran has been in prison now for 34 years. Alejandro Molina is with the May 30th Coalition.
He is also a Puerto Rican revolutionary who, on May 29, 1981, was arrested and charged and convicted of seditious conspiracy, which is conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government by force of arms in Puerto Rico in this case, and minor arms charges for sentencing totaling 70 years. It was originally 55 years, but in 1985, he was charged with trying to escape conspiracy when the FBI was one of the people that had set up the conspiracy.
Mr. President, I am asking you once and for all, do the right thing. Free Oscar Lopez. Bring Oscar Lopez home.
Congress member Nydia Velasquez turned out with other leaders and Lopez supporters during the second day of the Left Forum for a march and a rally. They called on the Justice Department to grant Lopez clemency, to release him immediately.
We want Oscar Lopez free.
If there is no pardon or clemency by the president, Lopez will get out of prison when he is 82 years old. Bat Meyer is with the War Resisters League.
Physically, he's fine, and mentally, he's fine. Amazingly, after 34 years, he's, you know, maintained a health and an intellectual regimen where, you know, he's actively engaged, writing to the community, receiving phone calls and visitors and all like that. So really, you know, the condition is the condition of 34 years of exacerbated injustice and having something that for us in the human rights community, it's really an egregious and international issue.
Meyer said the main thing to do is to get the word out. This is a priority, he said, not just for the people of Puerto Rico, not just for Puerto Ricans living in the U.S., but for everyone interested in human rights and peace and justice. There's a petition online. It's at the National Boricua Human Rights Network. Boricua, the indigenous Indian name for Puerto Rican. Go to boricuahumanrights.org, where there's a letter to President Obama, which you can download, and you can sign, and you can mail in. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.